morning, everyone. This is Radiance by Design, and I am Veronica Entwistle, here to talk to you with my wonderful guides and angels. And tonight we're going to talk about whatever you want, but also we're going to talk about the other side. For those of you who listen to Paradigm Shifters, we had a wonderful interview with Dr. Julia Assant, who wrote a book called The Last Frontier, and it's all about don't be afraid of death. It's a huge portal, and she has a lot of very wonderful stories. But she prompted me in our conversation together. She really activated me because she's parallel to me, but she's a little bit more, what would I say? She's been very courageous with her research. She's also an official researcher, having studied antiquities and Mesopotamia and all these different countries for many, many years. Their full history, and she also throws in, by the way, she's a medium, and she follows history through the presence of spirits as well as through the presence of pyramids and gosh knows what all. So it was really a fun conversation for me. I got really, really stimulated. And in my work as an intuitive, I talk to lots of beings on the other side. I've probably mentioned this to you before on Radiance by Design, is I used to struggle with it when I first opened up and really started to do this work. And I've already said that I was widowed, and that kind of brought a lot of information to me because, of course, like many, many widows or many people who have intense grief, you do open up those centers. It takes a little PTSD, a little shock, and oh boy, those centers open. And seeing my husband, my dearly departed, who I was mad at when he died because he didn't want to die, so he did some pretty crazy things before he passed. So then he started showing up, and I used to yell. And Julie and I were talking about this on Paradigm Shifters. I used to yell, go to the light, because all I knew from having been raised Catholic is that once they're on the other side, you shouldn't disrupt them. Because God wants them, and they're on their way to these like amazing pay for their punishment for their sins and evolution of their soul kind of experiences, and you mustn't get in the way, and you mustn't cling to them, and you mustn't grieve for them, and hoodly hoo. Anyway, so he would show up, and I knew it, being a widow, would say, go to the light, go to the light, go on, go on. And it took me quite a while to learn to just sit down and listen to him and share with him. And then as I began my work officially and professionally, people would be having a session and be really profound and all that. And then somebody would show up from the other side, and I go, oh, Lord, I'm not going to do this. It'll make me look like a flake. And then I found something wonderful that Julie and I were laughing about on Tuesday night, was that so many times people come, it's like they see a light on the other side. When you and I are talking and there's somebody who wants to make contact, they kind of see that there's a certain vibration that gives them access to being able to be heard. And as you and I know also, all communications are great, except that if the listening isn't present, the communication falls short, right? So I hope you're out there listening. But in any case, when we have a light around us because we're vibrating in such a way, as they know they can be heard, that they can speak and we can listen to them and we can actually interact with them. Very often those vibrational knots in you, those densities, those limiting things that were left behind will be burned up. They'll be blown away. They'll disperse. And you'll be very free of some kind of psychological or emotional or lineage kind of thing that might have kept you away from full awakening or full evolution. It's just so interesting. And we were laughing, you know, I get frustrated by the whole, I'm sure you do too, the whole political scenario and discovering about the swindling that goes on. You know, there's the mortgage swindles and there's the bank, the Barclay Bank thing, and the, I can't remember what they call it, the LIDOR, I think it's the, they're playing around these days with the stock markets, and we have Goldman Sachs and those guys that did terrible swindles and ended up being bailed up, but then they ended up with way more money than we have. Some of you might have seen on Facebook, there's somebody sent me a PBS TV show. You know how you can get those clicks on Facebook. And it's called, I think it's called Money, Power, and something else. It's a PBS movie. And it explains how the money in America has gone to increasing the coffers of some billionaires, I think some 400 and some odd, whilst the lower echelons have had no raise in their income since probably the 70s, and how that distribution of wealth, which is just very egregious, actually, how it works, how these people are able to scour most of the money and keep it all, and how we can end up believing that the system is a certain way and that we'll always get somewhere, but in many ways we haven't been able to get there. Of course, if we do all the create your reality stuff, that's a new level of working with it, isn't it? But on a physical level, on the denser frequency, there's a huge injustice going on because people have gotten away with being very clever and influencing the government, influencing the laws, influencing the deregulation, and making sure that they can promote for each other the kind of support that would add to their billionaire coffers. Really interesting PBS thing, and if you want to watch something that'll both at least explain stuff and probably make you a little bit rebellious, watch that. Now, the reason I went into that diatribe was because what she was talking about, and a lot of us have realized this as well, that the churches have bamboozled us. The banks have bamboozled us. Not all churches and not every priest minister or Muslim cleric not everyone, but the big structures tend to have a power out of control and are being, in this time of revelation, you know, we always heard around this time of the shift, everything will be revealed, or part of the revealing, and then I keep laughing, going, it's the book of Revelation, oh my God, three-dimensional. That's a biblical book, right, which tells that this sort of thing will happen, probably with a little bit more parable than what I'm saying tonight. But in any case, what she was saying, what Dr. Asante Julia was saying, is how interesting that death, or heaven and hell, death, controlled by, for example, the churches, controlled by the banks, controlled by the media, mind control and all that sort of thing, all of that, and control by a fear of death. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? That the whole thing is that we all die, don't we? Everybody dies, and you and I believe this, that we've died a lot of times. So we must be fairly good at it at some level. But instead, we've institutionalized this as a thing that, because science is so amazing, it's not supposed to happen. And B, we're not prepared at all to deal with it. Thank you, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who really helped kind of pioneer some new approaches to it, right? So I just thought this was such a wonderful, wonderful discussion. I just loved her. She just is an amazing woman. But she ties all these systems together. And for me, it was a part of that, again, revealing to us where we've had the veil over our minds, or we've had ourselves in some kind of defined place. And we get afraid, and when we're afraid, we can't really expand, can we? So it's just a wonderful book, The Last Frontier. I think it's got the other title here. Oh, I've got this book under the little blankie I've got to keep me from freezing tonight. It's called The Last Frontier, Exploring the Afterlife and Transforming Our Fear of Death. And in that book, she talks about meetings with all kinds of spirit beings. And she talks about that it's kind of malarkey that you're not really supposed to interrupt the spirit flow. Don't call them in, I always thought. I used to say, okay, I'll talk to the ones who show up because it's very functional, but I never called them in. So ever since I did the interview with her, I've been calling them in, and oh boy, it's so fun. I love talking to spirits, and I thought after our meditation tonight, maybe you want to call in and we'll see if you have any spirit presences who want to talk to us, or you can call in about, you know, anything that you want to talk about. We don't all have to talk to spirit. But I'm so, I'm so pleased that I feel like she released me. I think because I was so respectful of spirits and so cautious. I'm still very respectful, but I called them in. Tonight we were getting ready for the show. I was looking at Bob, who was fixing my computer, bless Bob and his techie wizardness. And I thought about this, and I thought, oh, well, Bob must have a spirit there. And lo and behold, his mother came. And she had died of 8 years of Alzheimer's, a really, really bright woman who was deeply afflicted by that. And I met her when she was probably four years into the process, or five or something. And she wasn't making too much sense. But I found what was really interesting is that I could talk to her. She had all these visions going on and a lot of nightmares that she was living day after day. And I was talking to the guides and angels, like, oh, my God, if she's got all those voices in there, surely you're in there, too. Let's get in there. So we started talking about angels, and I'd say to her, do you hear your angels? And she learned to choose that voice or to literally call forth that kind of voice, and it really taught me a lot. It helped her. One day I went to see her, and I said, are you still talking to your angels? And she said, that's where I get my instruction. Anyway, tonight when I was telling you that Bob was fixing my computer and I called to see if there was a spirit there, and she came and she looked happy and pleased and she said wonderful things about Bob. And then she also said, thank you for what you did when I was so sick with Alzheimer's, because you helped me find some freedom inside in the middle of it all, just to kind of help direct her. But, you know, sort of interesting, because people who have, and Julia Sant was talking about this as well, that people who have an afflicted brain like that have an intelligence and have a spirit intelligence that still exists. So it sort of reminds you that talking to spirits is very good. Talking to the spirit of someone who's very afflicted like that is really helpful to them. And she was super clear about that. Let's do our meditation, and then we can talk about more of that kind of thing. We have lots of spirit stories, and maybe you have too. So you can call in to Radiance by Design and tell me all about it. And we'll see if we can see who's with you. I can see spirits out there, because, see, they come when they're called. And I just didn't realize that that was okay. I used to always say, I don't call them, they have to come. And call me, just to be polite. Okay, so I'm not going to be so polite anymore. So let's everybody close your eyes and let's connect and do our community vibrational meditation. And it reminds me, when we're talking about spirits, it reminds me when we do this kind of meditation, we're reaching our spirit bodies, our cellular body, which is so... We are such huge beings, and just the part of us on the third dimension is just small, isn't it? But when we're doing our connected meditation, we're moving through dimensions. I see all kinds of geometric lines connecting aspects of us and connecting with one another at a higher level, because connection is it's what we all do. It's just sometimes we connect for limiting reasons, and sometimes we could learn to connect for very expansive reasons, and expensive reasons. All right, so let's call in, close your eyes. A couple of deep breaths. And above your head, about 2 miles, see a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a gold filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. Okay. Now drop a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height. And then upside down, base to base, another four-sided pyramid. And its point goes right into the lower golden ball. So you got an eight-sided structure around you. Remember, we call it an octahedron. And inside of that, nudging the inside edges of our octahedron, is a crystal ball. And inside of that, there's a star tetrahedron. That's a three-dimensional Star of David. And it's all around you. Good. And now I want you to spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. be called your Merkabah or Merkaba. Good, and then you spin and spin and spin and spin. Can you feel yourself spinning? Each of you has a light body, right? And this is a good way to practice getting it to activate itself. Now in front of you, whilst you're spinning, see this magical screen. And on the screen, we're going to place a couple of movies. The first movie you're going to create is all about you becoming what it is you want to become. I always say the same thing. I want to be consciously multidimensional. I want to be able to move through dimensions at will. And I want to come from the heart. I want to feel and send out the love that I know is there. Good. And now, what do you want to become? And we're going to see ourselves become this. And as we do, we feel more and more, oh, empowered. Now wrap that in light. We're going to do our second film. And in that film, what are you creating? You want to create something. It could be home and family. It could be a book. It could be a CD. It could be a television show. It could be a movie. It could be a trip around the world. It could be peace on earth. Blessings for Syria. Yeah. And let's see all the resources coming to create this issue, create this result for you. Money, time, space, people. Excellent. Good. And when you see it all resolving itself, and you really know it's going to happen, wrap it in light. Let's wrap it in light. And let's open the Galactic Healing Center. Let's call in your healing team. And then we're going to have the healing team stand. Remember, the healing team is just very magical. They're going to replicate themselves every time we change who's on the table. So that is a beautiful table. Healing table, and there's a beautiful team around the table. And this team could be beings that you know, you recognize. It could be beings that are very magical that you don't know and recognize. It could be a combination. There could be 12. There could be thousands and thousands. I like the thousands and thousands part. Oh, it gets a bit conflicting. The first person who jumps on the table, ta-da, is you. Good. Lay on the table. And then ask that healing team what it is you want. What would you... Yeah. And then I see them working on me. And I see them working on you. And they're pulling something out of the head and out of the belly area for me. Old beliefs, old feelings. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Good. And I don't know about you, but I'm feeling tremendous healing energy in my brain and in the base ganglia at the base of my neck, base of my skull, and the base of my spine. That's right. Now, these guys should even be able to shift the frequency of our DNA, but can shift our lineage. We don't have to act out our parents' limitations and propensities or great-grannies or anyone. Good. I feel really a lot of buzzing. I'm going to wrap this in light, move myself to the side. Let's move you over to the side as well. All wrapped in light so you can gestate the changes. We have a fresh table, and we have our healing team around that table. Now, I have a wonderful friend who is on the table, and she's really, really sensitive in the brain. For some interesting reason, she keeps she'll bang her head, and then her brain is in pain for months on end. Very, very difficult for her. There's lots of sort of sleeping and dizziness, and even though she's working part-time, it's very dysfunctional for her. She's really perplexed about why, A, she keeps hitting her head, and B, her brain is so vulnerable. Right. Now we're asking the team what they'd like to do for her. I can feel that energy is just electric here. What do you feel? And we're going to... Okay. So what they're saying here I can see them. And they're working on them, and I'm going to burp. That's her. I'm burping for her. I hope she appreciates it. Because as they move, what's in the belly. Remember, the belly houses the subconscious, and we talked about how they can vibrate your body so that the lineage DNA changes as well. And she's had a kind of a fold in, if we look at the metaphorical second chakra, she's got kind of a straight across the stomach fold in it, as if it's holding back a lot of her power, because that's somehow what she's been taught through her karma. And they're moving a lot of that through. And as we see them pulling on the belly area, the head changes a little, lightens up. You have to be careful with this one because you're really sensitive. Well, everybody's sensitive, but this is extreme for her. She suffers too much sometimes. Okay, so now we're going to wrap that in light and move it over. Now I'm seeing three or four people with addictions right now, and they're young. So I'm going to take this young woman who's got an alcohol addiction and doesn't seem to understand what she's doing to herself. She's still in the rationalizing stage. So we're bringing her in, and I'm asking for her own special guidance to come in as well. And plus our wonderful team, okay? Now, once again, like the woman that was just here, we're seeing a tremendous amount of, we'll call it karmic energy, energy left from past life experiences that have programmed her brain, that's right, to want the alcohol to prevent her from being fully alive in her own life. And they're pulling things out of the brain and rearranging. Again, we're doing DNA stuff. Good work. I don't know if any of you are used to doing the oneness blessings these days, but it's really nice. And we used to say this years ago, but it was before I understood about the Indian promoted Diksha. I know Diksha is an old Indian word, but Amma Bhagavan has sent their transmissions out. And so working with this young lady on the table, I'm doing a Diksha, which is putting hands, sending a vibrational message into her brain to release some of the patterns, some of the DNA. It's amazing how much change is shown on brain scans when this happens. So you might all take a minute and periodically just put your hands on each other's head. And if you get the opportunity, go to a oneness blessing gathering at some point and get other people to touch your heads and to get initiated so you can up the ante of what you pass on when you touch people's heads. So wrap that in light. And remember, the Amma Bhagavan's thing is awakening, and so is that the purpose of, say, Ashtar as a channel being, and Galexis, and Jackie's team, and many, many channel beings these days. And Eckhart Tolle is not a channeler as much as he's just a consciousness wizard. they'll talk about awakening. It's the time on the planet when we're supposed to be ready to awaken. I did an interview with Patricia Sun a while back, and I was listening to that in the night, and she was talking about how our species, Patricia Sun's been on the circuit for 40-odd years, really leading the way in consciousness. And what she was talking about is our species' brain patterns, and this is interesting for our first person who came into the Galactic Healing Center, but our brain patterns are now kind of lined up to make a huge shift, so a huge quantum shift. And we'll get into more of that in a while. And that has a lot to do with being able to connect with the other side or connect with other dimensions as well. So back to our young lady on the table who is in a state of addiction. Interesting, her light is starting to move really quickly through her body. She's very purple and pink light underneath it all. All right, we'll still work on her. So wrap her in light and move it over to the side. And let's bring in our political table. We could do lots of healing work, but let's bring in the political table and bring in Syria. Yeah. I'm not a political wizard. I'm not a news junkie, none of those things. But I do know that in this time of shift, there's a lot of issues that are kind of global, whether it's the banking or the the billionaire, the split in finances in this country, or whether it's in places like the Egyptian Spring in the Middle East, where all kinds of people are going, enough, enough, let's make a shift, let's change the way our dominance is running and hurting a number of people. It's just still all part of the same shift, isn't it? Can we as a species awaken to oneness, one loving one another and Mother Earth? Okay, so now we're going to bring in Syria. Now, Syria, they pulled a plug on their communications. I haven't paid attention to see whether that's still going on, but I know today was a really big day for them. So they're in a huge shift as well. And they're also being trained or promoted by different countries who want access to their power. I'm not going to try to talk in a news analysis kind of way. You can look all that up. But it's just the whole idea of dominating one another. There has to be some shift so that instead of dominating, it's kind of nurturing and building possibilities, isn't it? You know. So let's call in a beautiful, beautiful pink and orange and gold light and bring that light down through the top of your head, down into your heart. Have it whirl through your heart, out your arms and your hands. And see, and we want to call in the guides around the healing table and have them have banks and banks and banks of higher and higher beings that work with each one of them. So we've got your hands are radiating this wonderful light and this bank of higher and higher and higher consciousness levels, let's say they come from every dimensional level there is. Yeah, now my body's really buzzing as yours. And then we're going to infuse everything we can imagine about Syria, for example. We're going to infuse all the political beings with this wonderful light of harmony, transcendence, and shift. That's right. And then we're going to infuse all the people that have to do with setting up controls and powers and exchanging of weapons and selling of weapons and destructive forces that are because of wanting power over certain areas. We're just going to see all the political beings and the marketed beings and the merchant war people. There you are. And try to see the evolution so we can all live together. This planet, there's enough on this planet for all of us, and we could have a really beautiful life if we make enough of the shift. The thing about the shift, are you sending that energy to them? Keep going, please. If we all shift enough, woo-hoo, heaven on earth. We've heard that, haven't we? Yeah, let's just keep pouring this light through all these Syrian beings. That's it. And let's wrap that in light. Interesting, with the Syrian beings in it, we're always thinking of our ancestors come from Syria. I love that. Now wrap it in light and move it over to the side. And now with that light, again, pouring down through the top of your head, rolling around in your heart, and then moving up through your arms, all the way down through your arms and your hands, radiating. See yourself patting light on all of the places on Mother Earth that are really difficult. Yeah. That's right, where people are sick, poor, tired, enslaved, and a pat all over the earth. And then where animals are hurting and where animals are being rebuked and taken advantage of, and oh my goodness, and where the earth has got big holes in it, and nobody seems to care as long as they can get the gold out of the hole. Right now, we just cover the earth with this amazing light. I think it was Galaxis or Ashtar, and they were saying in an older interview how interesting it is that Mother Earth is reacting, and there were some earthquakes a while back, and then from that, after the move, they said then there'll be all these reactions like storms and so on, because like we go through an experience that's traumatic and shifts us inside, and then we act out from it, don't we? We go into some kind of reaction. So they were making a comparison, saying the Earth is the same as we are. So by the same token, she's nurturing and loving and helps to make the shift to a more peaceful beingness. Good. And now have those lights go round and round and round the Earth, back into your hands, up your arms, into your heart, and then straight up to the top of your head, and out into the great central sun. There you go. And now you close off your galactic healing center. I would say it was sort of a sparkly zipper. I don't always do anything. I do it differently every time. But jump into your star tetrahedron. Thank you to the guides and angels. And they can stay with us because we want to talk to some spirits. And come back with me into the room. Hi, everybody. Did we spin in our star tetrahedron? I didn't yet. I'm spinning, 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 spinning. Spin my way out. Hello, everyone. I'd really love you to call in. Now, there's somebody. I see this woman, and you're just lovely. She's a woman who's very cool. Like, you look like you're very beautiful and really strong, probably mid-50s or a little bit older. And beside you, there's a very shimmering version of your mother. And she's wanting to talk to you, but part of you is just very closed off to her. You know what I mean. Oh, goody, you're on the air. I'll finish with this other woman after. I'd rather talk to you. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Veronica. This is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Very nice show. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. Do you have a spirit with you?
I don't know. That's why I'm calling. I had other questions, but since...
Well, ask your other question. Yeah, ask your other question, then we're going to talk about this wonderful older woman who's behind you, and I think it's your grandmother.
Anyways, I have this... a person that I've met, and we became friends, and a girlfriend, basically. And I read people easy, but this particular person, I have been having such a hard time reading, and I don't know. And I thought maybe your guides can give me or shine a light at that little bit for me.
Is she, does she work with you? Does she work in the same place that you work?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, more or less, yes.
But it's funny because she's, now this is really important, Andrea. She's, in many ways we could say she's not who she seems, so you must get a feeling at times that is that who I'm talking to? Is that who's really there? And I don't think she's really
there. Exactly.
Yeah, and she's not really deceptive like a thief. She's more, she's probably had a very big, it looks like she's had a big kind of trauma some years back, and she's kept a whole bunch of herself away from the world. So she's got a real closed down part of her nature. Is she about the same age?
You
are
also older, mm-hmm, about 20 years.
But that's interesting because I bet you what happened around your age or so, or a little younger maybe. You know, and she's been controlled ever since. So people like that kind of scare me because she might not really be scary, but it's like when you're with somebody who's not who she is, it's kind of after a while you get a little bit paranoid or something, you know.
Yeah, I feel like that, and I was just wondering, you know, because usually I'm pretty right on with people, but I just have been really just really unsure, you know, whether that person is who she is, you know, and it's really important to me because I that way I know how to behave, I guess, or how to talk to her. And
but Andrea, you have a wonderful tool which is called astrology. Did you ask if you could do her chart?
And I actually have done it, and we did it, and it fits. But there's this little aspect that I feel like is, should it be, I don't know, can I trust that person, basically? And I wasn't able to answer that in my chart.
Well, let me tell you this, that, and I love to tell myself this because it helps me with people I can't figure out. But when you say, can I trust, I'm going, you can trust a person like that until she gets to that place that she had to hide, meaning she has a survival issue in there somewhere. And it's like an abuse.
Huge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you trigger somebody's survival issue like that, they do whatever it takes to survive. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's how you can trust
them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you could say she's not a liar and a thief, but there's something that if she was up against the wall, if she were up against the wall and she would do whatever it took to survive, and she has a really strong survival instinct. Is she also from Europe?
No, from here.
Because I think that'll help for a bit, and what I would do is keep sending light to her. Because it's really interesting. We've been talking about spirits, and she has a spirit law. She has somebody behind her who wants to help soften her. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Ask to see
no,
that.
No, I didn't. Yeah,
I think it's really interesting.
She's really rough.
Harsh, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't tell her my deepest, darkest, and don't put your whole heart there. I know there's somebody else on the line, and we'll get right to you as soon as we're done with Andrea, if we're ever going to be done. Hey, Andrea.
We will be done, but thank you. I just needed to confirm that, Veronica. It was helpful because now I can make a little sense out of it that, oh, okay, my instincts and my chart and my astrology was right. You know, I just needed to double check that.
Well, I think you'll be able to see something in your chart about her, that she's a little bit frozen about something, and I think you'll be able to see that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Grief is a very strange
yeah.
thing. When it's frozen in people, it can really give some very strange vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll talk again, yeah. Andrea.
Thank you. Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you so much for calling. Phone conked out. Good night. I'm going to take the next call. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Piper.
Hi, Piper. How you doing?
Good, thank you. I just wondered if you had any messages for my star family or a person that's passed on over to the other side.
Just one moment. You have a little flank of beings around you. You have, I'm laughing because there's somebody who's all, it's like an ET. Oh, thank you for calling. If you'll just wait, we're going to talk with Piper first, and if you'll hold on. So what I'm seeing are two things. One is there's someone from your lineage who's on the other side who's, it's a woman, she's very sweet. Is your mother on the other side? Could it be your mom or is it her? Mom.
It could be her. It could be either one, both my mother and my grandmother.
I think it's your mother, honey. She's really nice. Was your mom a real nice person?
She could be.
This one is really, really, really kind and very, she wants you to know that, first of all, she's saying you were right. I don't know what nurse that's about, but you were right. Does that make any sense to you?
Not sure, but maybe it'll come to me.
Well, I don't know. When did she die? She died quite a while ago?
Yes. She died in 2005.
Well, but you were very much on your path then, weren't you? Because apparently you told her some things about the... See, tonight we're talking about the other side, sort of. And you told her some things about the other side. Do you know that?
I'm sure, yes.
Anyway, she's saying, she's smiling and she's really soft in her heart. And she's saying, you were right. And what you're doing is really wonderful for you. And you keep going. And you were right. And she sees you and she... wants not. I feel like if she were physical, she'd have a wrinkled brow right now. She wants you to feel to feel that she has made a big completion, and she has a really a very strong. Let me see a really strong feeling of you and who you are and what you were. You kept trying to tell her stuff, and she said, "I have a really strong feeling now about who you are and what you've been doing, and I support you. But also, I come, she comes to see you, no, wait a sec, she's coming, she, I can't quite hear, she comes to see you regularly because she wants you to feel her support over, especially over things that she couldn't support you on before. You know, you're strong and you're doing a wonderful job. She's right there for you. And then I just want to jump over here and say, as far as your star family goes, you've got some really amazing beings. As soon as you asked about star family, there's this little collection there, and they're really making me laugh because one of them's got all this kind of headgear and machinery stuff all around them, and they're and they're playing with you. You must be. You must be meditating a lot and looking beyond a lot because they're laughing, going, "We're playing with you. We want to play with you."
They and, do, yeah, they do. But I don't see them. I feel them.
So okay, well, you know, one of them is very
in.
One of them is very technical. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does actually.
Because you want to do, do you want to do quantum jumping or something?
You know, I don't know why, but that's come in to my thoughts a lot, and I don't know where from, so.
Well, they're laughing, going, well, we're going to do that, because there's something about the connection with them. You've done it before,
oh, wow.
The part of your lineage, and they're part of your lineage.
Mm-hmm.
You see? It's really fun.
Yeah, I'm sure I have a few different odd ones around me. I guess that was confirmation, basically, was, you know, I have a very strong, I'm very spiritual. I have a
yes,
very strong belief in every one of us are connected. So, you know, even though I can't see visually or with my mind's eye, I can feel, and that's important.
Well, you know what's brilliant, and you know what's interesting, Piper? They are really a part of your journey, and you've got some very strong connections with beings of very different, they're not the physical lineage, and they just are standing together like, we're her team, this is, you know, this is really important. So I'd just ask for more messages. That's fun. It's fun for you. You need to laugh and play, don't you?
I do, absolutely.
Well, they're laughing with you. But I'll let you go now. I hope that helped a little bit, and we'll take the next caller before we
thank
run
you.
Out of time.
Thank you, it did so much. Thank you very much.
Bless your heart. Thank you for calling, Piper.
Bless
your mother, too. She's growing a lot.
Very good. Bye. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, honey. All right. Now, you're on the air. Hello, hello. Are you there? Okay, well, you're not there. But if you are, just come in. Let's see, who else can we talk about? Oh, I was starting
Hello.
To talk. Hi, how are you?
Hi. I don't know. We're having a little intermittent problem here. It must be my phone.
Oh.
Can you hear me? I'm Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. I can hear you, but if we have a problem,
oh, good.
Throw me your questions and I'll talk if I lose you.
Well, You know, it's I usually don't even listen to BBS, and I happen to just fall on your show. I'm a first-time listener.
Oh, wow.
And,
welcome.
I had, before my mother passed, she passed in 2006. There were a lot of issues between she and I. And I had some very deep levels of unforgiveness because of some things that happened in my childhood with her. And it's taken several years, and I've had to really claw my way to freedom on it.
Hmm.
But I have totally forgiven her, and she came to me, it was just a few days ago, and I experienced total freedom and forgiveness toward her.
Uh-huh.
And can you hear me?
I sure can. I appreciate what you're saying as well.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I do see her in the sense of in my mind's eye, and I'm very sensitive to the spirit realm. it's very active around me a lot.
I love that for you.
Always has been. And that was probably one of the big issues between she and I as when I was growing up, because I couldn't express to her, I wasn't permitted to express to her what was going on in my life on a spiritual level. And it was really active all the time. I mean, I was having dreams. I was having visions. People were coming to me. God was talking to me, and I saw the dark side. I saw, too much on the dark side, for a child. And, and she was very spiritual as well, but I was raised at a time where children were to be seen and not heard.
Oh, me too.
And so
that was the
I
time.
Really developed some real, stuff in my heart toward her, and she was also physically abusive.
Mm-hmm, I can
and
see that.
It has taken several years since she passed between me and God and a lot of therapy, and primarily just between me and God. And but I have finally, and I mean, I've really had to it's been a lot of work on this.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not want to hate her anymore.
Well, it's interesting
and,
because when you first mentioned her, I started to cry. She was crying.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she used to always say to me, I mean, we had this kind of a very interesting relationship, but she used to always say to me, I'm your biggest fan. I'm your greatest fan. But I was closed. I was shut down because of the childhood pain.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. And I couldn't really open my heart to her.
But you're doing it now, and I'm really proud of you. And
oh, I'm doing it now.
But you know what's wonderful?
And it's wonderful.
The wonderful thing for the people who are listening is that when you both resonate with it, like the fact that she wept, and I started to cry, actually, that there's a really true connection, because a lot of people, like your mom, was closed off to the perpetrator sometimes suffers more than the one who was hurt. Do you know that? Because they can't get off their own thingamabob. But she,
yeah.
you're helping each other to get free of a huge lineage bondage. And boy, it's going to open you.
We're
you're already
the curse
opening
together.
Like, what's that?
We're breaking the curse. We're breaking the generational curse.
You betcha.
And it's very interesting. When this happened, and it just happened just like last week, she's come to me repeatedly since she passed, and she's been gone since 2006, and I have slowly, like I said, I've slowly just kept opening my heart and opening my heart. And so when we finally hit that, you know, the gold mine of true forgiveness, and I say we, myself, it was really spectacular. I mean, I kind of sat here and I thought, oh my God, I'm talking, you know, I mean, it's, most people would just say, what are you talking to, your dead mother? What are you, crazy?
Oh, I do a lot of that too, so it's okay. But I have to go here because they're going to hook us off stage. Pardon me?
Yeah. But she was here, and I absolutely knew it. She had her arm around me. I could feel it. And I could see her, not fully, because I'm not ready. It's very active around me all the time. And, you know, I have seen angels, and I've seen Jesus, and I've traveled, you know, to the stars, and I've been out, I've been, you know, a lot of places, and but I absolutely know beyond any shadow of a doubt that, you know, she has been really waiting anxiously and hoping and praying and doing everything that she can on the other side to help me get that breakthrough in my heart and my mind toward her.
And it's real love. It's real love, Deborah. Hmm?
She was here. She had her arm around me, and I could just almost see her. I was not comfortable with the thought of really seeing her totally. And it's done, and it's real.
I'm so proud.
So,
but I have to go, honey. It's, my time is up, and I have to say goodbye. So keep us posted, will you, Deborah? Thank you.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much. Thank you for letting me talk about it.
I loved it. Thank you. It helped us all. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Many blessings to everyone listening tonight. I've really loved tonight's show. Check out my new website, Veronica at veronicaantwistle.com. Feedback on my blogs, anything. Feedback on the shows, and love to talk to you again. Next week, we're going to be talking to Sherry Greenstreet of the Oneness Blessings on what her experience of awakening has been like. Good night. Many, many blessings.